The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Let us check in with our pal, Kyle, from a company that used to market themselves on this show. Now, this is where I fuck shit up. If things sound really bad, let me know.
Eric Zane.
Mr. Kyle, how are you?
Good, dude. Just doing my thing.
We are just over 1 week away from the Lions.
Yeah, dude. I'm getting stoked, man. The roster's set. I'm liking it. I'm feeling good.
Did you say you're getting soaked?
Yeah, I'm soaking my pants, dude. No, I'm getting stoked. In your defense, I don't say stoked very often, so it was kind of out of place for me.
Well, welcome to you. I'm excited, too. They got to win the Super Bowl, goddammit.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude, this is like, it better not go south. This is like the first year we've talked about this where like you haven't been like, no, the fucking Lions are gonna fuck it up. They're gonna go back to fucking, you know. So I'm feeling this, yeah. I have a good energy this year.
Yeah, I think we're past that.
Hell yeah, dude.
You remember when you said that Jared Goff was retarded?
Yeah, dude. Remember that one? Remember when I turned his life around?
Yeah, because I think he started getting good right after that.
Yeah, dude, he heard me for sure. And that was, it's one of the, in my eulogy, when I pass away, I will mention that. I'll be like, I was actually responsible for Jared Goff's career revival. So.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I would take credit for it.
Why not?
Okay, buddy. So what's going on in your world? What can we discuss today that is top of mind for you?
This just happened last night, but it cracked me the fuck up. So I just got to, cause it involves my kids. So it's like automatically cute. So I figure like it's good content, but so get this, right? So he is always like super fucking pumped when, we get to mow the lawn, right? Cause he's like wants to ride on my lap and we fucking mow the thing. And it's like the coolest thing in his life right now. Right.
Right.
But so his grandpa, Blue's dad, bought him like this little, it looks like kind of like a lawnmower, but it's like a tractor type thing, mm-hmm. but like a little kid's one, like you charge it and whatnot. So he's super fucking obsessed with that, right? So yesterday was like the first day that I was like, all right, do you want to like, I'll mow and you can like ride around in your tractor? He was like, no, I want to get on the tractor. I want to ride mow with you. So that was cool.
He wants to be with
Dad. So we're fucking, anyways, we're done. And so he's going to hop on his tractor while I weed whack, which is crucial. So fucking this girl or this little boy like runs up to him as he's driving around the yard. And I'm like, not too far. I'm just like watching. He like starts talking to J-Mo. This kid's maybe like five or something, and he goes hey, we're selling bracelets, and he, okay, so he's talking to my JMO, who's three, right? Which I think is a dumb sales technique. Like, do you expect him to have money? Like, how's he gonna fucking buy your bracelets, dude? So anyways, he's like talking straight to JMO, and he's like, you want to buy this bracelet? And JMO, like, he's like, what?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we're selling bracelets. You want to buy one? And JMO, he like turns and looks at me and looks at the kid. And I'm just like, I'm just going to let this play out. And he goes, no. He's like, we already got some inside. And I'm like, hell yeah, JMO, you get this kid out of here, dude. And the kid's like, are you sure? They're like, really cool. And he was like, no, bye. And like waves at him and just rips ass. Like he just like rips out of there in his tractor, right? And I was like, damn, dude, that's pretty fucking badass, right? So I'm like kind of proud of him. But then like the kid runs away and like sends his slightly older sister down, who's like maybe like seven or whatever. And so she's going to try to sell J-Mo a fucking bracelet, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch this go down too. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, this girl might be able to get it out of him because J-Mo loves girls. He's like super, like whenever he sees girls, he's always like, hey, girls.
Okay,
like,
yeah, all right.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm like, all right, I'm going to watch this go down. And this girl tried to get him and J-Mo did the same fucking thing. Just looked at her and was like, no, I don't want a bracelet, and just took the fuck off, dude. And so that was like my proud moment yesterday that I'm like, this kid, he's not going to get tricked by girls. He's not going to get tricked by people trying to sell him stuff. He just does his own thing, dude. And it was cool.
So I'm curious, as that's happening, you're running all these power tools. Aren't you afraid you're going to like hurt the kid?
No. I got like the 2020s version of power tools. Like they're all like electric and shit.
The weed eater, it's going to shoot something. It's going to fling a rock and hit it right in the fucking head.
We got like minimal landscaping. There's like no rocks in our general vicinity.
All right.
I guess I could whip like a piece of mulch at him, but no, we'll be all right.
Okay, good. All right. So he's making friends is what you're telling me.
No, the opposite, dude. Those kids probably hate him now.
Oh, I know. I was being sarcastic. I was being facetious, you dumbass. So, all right. But now he's only three. So he's not like, are you one of these parents that puts, because there's kindergarten and then there's pre-K and then there's pre-pre-K and then there's pre-pre-pre-K. You know, some people send their kids to school at like 3 weeks old. Are you one of those asshole families?
Yeah, we actually are. So get this, but like, it wasn't by design, right? So last year, how do I word this? Okay, so last year, J-Mo's cousin, who's a year older than him, went to like a preschool, like not really preschool, but like an early preschool,
right?
But J-Mo would always get babysat with him, so we're like, I guess we'll send him too. So then J-Mo was like a year younger than all the preschool kids, but he went anyways and he just fucking dominated.
Okay.
But now, so now his cousin is going to regular preschool and we're like, well, fuck, what are we going to do with him now? So we're just going to send him fucking back to the preschool because he's an only child. So we're like, well, he's got to fucking learn how to deal with other kids and not beat the fuck out of them and stuff like that. So we sent him to get a little of that social action. Right, but yeah, right. Now he's going to be in year two of preschool.
What do you think about homeschooling? I think my biggest fear about homeschooling for me is that, you know, they're going to go there and he's going to go to homeschool. He's going to get educated. He's going to do great in academically. And then he gets out in the real world and, you know, he goes for a job interview and starts picking his asshole because he has no socialization. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. What's funny is I actually know, let's see here. Yeah, just two. I know two kids. Well, they're not kids now. They're adults, but they were kids and they were homeschooled. They're actually in my band when I was in my younger 20s. And they're like normal people or whatever. But yeah, they definitely are like pack. Like they're like a pack of people. Like they like hang out with each other. You know what I mean? So that was always like a little weird for sure. But the socialization, that's what I worry about, dude. So that's why we sent them. Cause I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have like, you know, get a call from like a school at some point. They're like, yeah, J-Mo fucking, you know, pulled down his pants and took a shit on the playground and then beat the fuck out of some kid. I'm like, damn it, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can, that's, parents never want that to happen. They, you know, the fact that, once you get the call from the school, hey, are you sitting down? We got some bad news or something like that. Like that happened on my end when I forget who told me, but I think it was my son. He informed the school counselor about the pregnancy because he had a kid. His wife, his now wife, had a kid when they were in high school.
Uh-huh.
But I think that the school counselor, is the one who called and broke the news to Diana.
Oh, shit.
Like, you know, you always feel like an asshole when they don't even tell you. You have to find out secondhand, you know?
Dude, straight up. Yeah, that's just being a kid is like so weird. Actually, you know what? I think I might have told you this before, but like I remember like the fear of, I don't even know, like just like being a kid. But when I got my first girlfriend, and I think I told you about this on the show before, but this is a good reminder. When I got my first girlfriend when I was like 13 or something like that, yeah. I was like too nervous to tell my family. And I don't know fucking why. I mean, it's probably the Asperger-y stuff going on, right. But I was too nervous to tell my family. So I sent my dad an email at his work email. I was too nervous to do it in person. I don't know why, but I was just like, yeah, I got a girlfriend and like all this stuff. And he was like, why did you send me a fucking email? Dude, I'm like, I don't know, dude.
Shit. Oh my God. Did he like reply to the email and say, fuck you, I'll talk to you when I get home?
I honestly can't remember now. I can't remember if he sent a response or not, because that was a long fucking time ago. But yeah, I don't know. Just like some weird fear of like, I don't even know what it is, but yeah, I was scared of something, dude.
I think I was the same way. Cause when there was one time I went to jail one time for a night, and I didn't call my mom or my dad.
And who'd you call?
They're like, why didn't you call? And I'm like, well, because I'm scared of you, you fucking dick. You're supposed to.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Straight up, the funny, what you were just talking about with this. Did I tell you this story about when I pulled a kid's pants down in elementary school? Did I tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, this is what you're, it's all like coming together here. I was just talking with Blues Dad about this, but I don't remember how we got on the topic, but I was in second grade. I'm pretty sure it was like second grade, maybe third grade, but me and my buddy were getting bullied by this kid on the basketball court. And like, I'm pretty big. And like, so I grew fast. Like I was in second grade or third grade or something, but I was like equally as tall as the fifth graders. And so anyways, this fifth grader was like fucking going to town on us or whatever. And I got pissed. So I pulled his pants down because I was like, this is the only way I can fucking get back at this bully. Right? Not like his dick and butt and shit weren't out. It was just his underwear was still up.
And all right.
Was,
I thought like, you were going to be out.
But anyways, this kid got so fucking pissed, dude. And so anyways, I did it and I thought it was hilarious. So I started laughing my ass off. My buddy who was with me started laughing his ass off, but the kid was pissed. So he started chasing me. And so I'm like running away from this kid. And then like, I turn around and look as he's chasing me. And then my buddy is like, kind of like chasing him, but like not to stop him. He's just chasing him, but he's laughing his ass off. And I kept like seeing his face over the dude chasing me, his shoulder. So then I kept laughing my fucking ass off. And then eventually he caught up to me and like pushed me down and was like trying to kick me. But I kept like kicking his foot as he was trying to kick me. So he never connected. And I was still laughing my fucking ass off.
Jesus.
But yeah, those are the thing is, I did not tell my parents about that either. And then I got home and my mom's like, hey, anything happened at lunch today? And I was like, nope, nothing I can think of. You know what I mean? And she was like, oh, because I got a call from the school that you pulled a kid's pants down. And I was like, oh, you did, huh?
She went when the school told her that, she's got that information that you pulled the kid's pants down. In the back of her mind, what percentage of her brain do you think was like, boy, I hope the next thing she says is not, and then he sucked his dick.
Oh man, could you imagine the devastation as a parent, like for your elementary school child? some old lady named like Gertrude or something calls you and is like, hey, your kid's sucking dicks here at school. And you're like, oh, fuck, dude.
Do you think that's ever happened in the history of education where a teacher comes around the corner and one kid's sucking the other one's dick?
Dude, honestly, I like, if it was high school, I mean, like, that's one thing. But yeah, if it was elementary school, that'd be like, I feel like I'd be scarred because I'd be like, what's going on at that fucking kid's house, dude? You know what I mean?
Because when we were in school, we didn't even believe gay people existed. I've talked about that before. That was a myth.
Yeah, different times.
And nowadays, you know, there'll be a student, you know, doing the morning announcements. And you can't even decipher the words because he's got two dicks in his mouth.
I know. Straight up, you just walk around the corner at family fair. There's a dude sucking a dick. I'm right there with you.
All right. As usual, this is a fantastic conversation. Is there anything else that you'd like to tell the audience that you'd like to conclude with?
Yeah, I got two things. One thing is a question that I just had in my head a minute ago when you were telling me about your like the guidance counselor calling you and telling you guys that your kid was pregnant or whatever, right. They're going to have a kid. How do you, if you got to ask your wife, how does one deal with that situation in real time? Like, because you probably don't want to act like you don't know, but if you act like you do know, like, what are you going to say? Like, oh, yeah, we know about it. It's what can you do to successfully navigate that as a parent?
Okay, that's a great question. And what I picked up on from that happening was accepting the fact that you are not in control. And there's nothing you can do. It makes life so much easier, because there was a period of time during that pregnancy that we were like, okay, well, we got to mobilize and come up with a plan. And we're going to have to go and put it up for adoption. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do that. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do that. And then at some point, I realized, wait a minute, this is not my baby. And I don't have a say in this. And so I'm just going to go shut the fuck up and hope for the best. And at the end of the day, it's just a fucking baby. It's not cancer.
It's just a fucking baby.
Just a fucking baby. That's all. It's not you're not going to die.
Well, okay, so in terms of like what you think or what your wife thought the guidance counselor was thinking about you. You know what I mean? Like, cause if you're like, oh my God, I didn't know. Then like the guidance counselor would be like, oh, you didn't know your fucking kid was going to have a baby. Yeah, but then if you're like, oh yeah, I know. Like what can you say after that?
Yeah,
what I mean? Like, oh yeah, we're pumped, you know, like, or whatever.
Yeah. I didn't, it never occurred to me what, I never had the notion of, boy, I wonder what they think about us. It never, ever popped into my brain. You know?
Good.
So, all right.
Okay, the only other thing I wanted to ask you about was, I found my good news story of the day. Did you hear about, this is from like a week ago, so maybe you already heard about it, but this, some people or some Mexican drug lords potentially got busted on like the California border with fake watermelons. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
Dude, you gotta look this fucking story up, dude. It's like, so they were transporting like some real watermelons, but most of it was like meth. Wrapped up in paper to make it look like watermelons. And the reason you got to pull it up is because it's fucking hilarious, dude. These things do not look like watermelons. And like, you just know, like some Mexican dudes are like, I think it looked pretty good. Okay. You know, and it's like, no, dude, it doesn't look like a fucking watermelon at all, dude.
We are looking at it right now as you describe it, the folks on the live stream. You're right. It looks so fucking stupid.
But like, just like imagine like you're in charge of like say like a $50 million drug enterprise like or whatever or you're in charge of like a certain wing of it or whatever, and then like some dudes come to you and they're like, yeah, we're gonna wrap it in the watermelon paper, and then like you're just like, yeah, it looked pretty good, like what's like, how can you let this pass, you know what I mean, like as a drug lord?
Yeah,
I'll be like, no, dude, those don't look like fucking watermelons, dude.
And it's of all the stupid things to attempt, I mean, these are people who bring drugs into the country have some pretty brilliant ways of doing it. Tunnels,
exactly.
Submarines. There's everything you can think of to be concealed on a on any type of transport, and they're doing the hide in plain sight fake watermelon trick. Like no one's gonna fall for that, for God's sake.
You know, it was just wild. The only reason I brought it up is because, like, I clicked on the headline because I was like, maybe there's something good there. But then when I saw the picture, I started laughing my ass off. I was like, no fucking way, dude.
My God. Yep. Kyle, as always, I thank you. You have a good weekend. And, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I see you invited me to the big, what is that, the Guys Lost Weekend?
Yeah, guys, weekend, baby. And I know you're busy, but I had to at least invite you.
Yeah, last year I just said, fuck off.
Yeah, last year I was like, no, I don't want to do that. But this year you were like, oh, that sounds fun, but I just can't make it. So
yeah, maybe I'm
probably
getting,
next year you'll be like, I might not be there.
I'm more receptive to it. Holy shit, but no, I can't do it.
Hell yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, love you guys. Deuces.
There you go. That is Kyle. from a company that used to market themselves on the show. I'm still trying to make that happen with him. Still trying to get him to market on the show. About raising, about learning that your kid is pregnant. Yeah, if this happens to any of you, don't do anything. Keep your mouth shut. Because it's super wild at that time. Everybody, if you keep your mouth shut, and that's going to benefit you down the road, especially if the other parents are flipping out. And then they're going to say, well, what do you think about this? Just kick that can down the road. Say, oh, hang on a second. The dog just ran away. I'll get back to you. Do whatever you can to buy time. But do not get cornered. And if anybody says we got to have a family meeting, do not attend, no matter what, because that's where all the emotions are at an all-time high. And someone's going to say something that's going to be fucked up. And you got to understand that young people today are so retarded that, take my advice on this, trust me, if anything sideways comes out of anybody's mouth, they're going to hold it against you. Do not do this. Shh. Don't do anything. You can score a lot of points if someone says, let's say your son or daughter and the significant other, they're expecting you to react a certain way. And then they say, well, hey, Dad, what do you think? Well, what do you mean? What do I think? Well, what's going to happen? Well, I'll tell you, she's going to have a baby, or you're going to have a baby. That's what's going to happen. Is that what you want to do? Yeah. Well, then you're going to have a baby. You're not mad? I go, it doesn't matter if I'm mad. I have nothing to do with this. This is a choice you made. Okay? And then, but kids, they're so dumb when they have kids. They think that they don't have the idea of what they're up against. Okay? They don't know that. And then they have to grow up very, very quickly at a young age. And that can sometimes be fucked up. So then, you know, about the 20th night in a row that they have to get up three times and their bank account is overdrawn by $5,000, they're like, oh, no. What do we do? I don't know. You tell me. You're in charge. You figure it out. I figured it out. You should be able to figure it out. Yeah, but we're young. So you're not young enough to, so young that you can't have kids. No. But you gotta help us. You gotta do stuff. You gotta make it go away. No, I'm not. There's nothing I can do. What do you want me to do? You want to have a baby? Have a baby. Raise it. So I can't say if that could be anybody. That's not saying that that's how it was with Jim. It wasn't with Jim and Aubrey. They were very, they have never complained once about their kids, ever. I've never noticed that about them. They just take it as it comes. I kind of like their attitude. You know, now they're both like 30. So they're well past the whole freak out stage. Fuck, Jim, Grayson was 2, all of a sudden there's another baby coming. I'm like, holy shit. You got 2 kids before you're 20. But I said to him the other day, I go, so Jim, now I encourage him. I go, Jim, you got to have more kids. You need a girl. That'll really, really put things over the top for you. Okay? You need to have, boys are one thing. Girls, totally different ball of wax. Well, I don't know, Dad. I go, bullshit. Now I'm like, I want them to have the kids. I go, well, look, Jim, your dad was, let's see. I just turned 32 and we had 3 kids. So You got to have three before that, or else, you know, I've got that over you. It kind of balances out. Yes, you had your kids younger than me. I was 24 when Jim was born. You were like 11 or something like that. No, it's crazy to think that if there were to be a moment in time that my grandson were to be a chip off of the old block and be just like his dad and have a kid at a young age, that's only like 6 years from now. Now, that shouldn't. I'm pretty sure mom and dad are going to make it very, very clear to the kids what's right, what's wrong, what's up, and what's down. But if that does happen, let's bust out the old easy math here. That means at age 60, when a lot of people are not grandparents, I would be a great grandpa. And then if that kid, my great-grandchild, had a baby, I could did the same thing. In theory, I could be 77 and be a great-great-grandfather. Take it a step further. If I make it to 94, great-great-great-grandfather. That's so far removed, they don't even know who you are. We could get a picture where it could be me, Jim, me, and all my grandkids. So one, two, three, four, five. It could be a sixth generation photo. And if I somehow magically make it to 111. We could have, how many generations did I see? One, two, three, four, five, seven. Seven or eight. I don't know. So dumb. Linda says Josh took after his dad when it came to being a teen parent. Linda's son, Josh. Yeah, he had a child at like 10, something like that. All right. I just saw this story and, pretty significant. Remember the weeks ago we talked about in the country of Austria, there was a Taylor Swift was performing on a weekend, two or three shows at some gigantic stadium. Close to 300,000 people over the weekend would be seeing Taylor Swift. You know, there are no small Taylor Swift shows. There will never be a small Taylor Swift show. Okay. And at the last minute, excuse me, a plot was foiled, a terror attack. And a couple of young dudes, 19, 20, something like that. The main suspect was a 19-year-old Austrian guy who in recent months started mixing with the wrong crowd online. And he became indoctrinated to the Islamic State, ISIS, you know? That's the equivalent of people in the U.S. being brainwashed by MAGA, you know? Side note, do you know anyone who is a MAGA fuck? If you look, if you go onto their Facebook page, like I've got some friends of the family who are totally brainwashed, and if you go to their Facebook page, this is why Chris D needs a Facebook page, so you can have fun like this. Go back to their Facebook profile, and usually the first one, the current one, will say something like, fuck DEI or something like that, or you know, some insult about gay people or insulting people who wore masks or some shit. And you go and you scroll through them. You can actually see the point based on those Facebook profile pics that they started to become fucked up. And usually it's right around COVID. You go further back and it's just them smiling, being a nice guy or a nice chick. I just found that interesting. I tend to do that. I find people who I know who are MAGA idiots. And I'm like, boy, I want to go back. I want to see when it started to turn for this fucking moron. Now on my actual personal Facebook page, I'm so sick and tired of people that I know posting their fucking anti-gay and their MAGA bullshit that now I post anti-MAGA shit. And just because I know they'll see it, that's the only reason why I do it. All right, I completely digress. This dude gets indoctrinated by ISIS. His plan is to do a terror attack. And now more details are coming out. The CIA were the ones who actually stopped this one from happening. They had planned to kill tens of thousands of people. And they got very, very far along in this plan to do it. Now, I don't know if they get into specifics about what their plan was. Officials said that the main suspect, a 19-year-old Austrian man, was inspired by ISIS. He planned to attack outside of the stadium where tens of thousands of people will be gathering with knives and homemade explosives. And the plan is to kill tens of thousands of people. Now, I don't know how they can possibly say they would be able to pull that off. 65,000 fans would be inside the venue when that's happening. Investigators found chemical substances and technical devices during a raid at the suspect's home. The CIA director, David Cohen, addressed the failed plot and said just that, tens of thousands of people were in the crosshairs. The 19-year-old's lawyer said the allegations were overacting at its best. I don't know if they mean to say overreacting, but it says overacting at its best, and contended that Austrian authorities were presenting the exaggeration in order to get new surveillance powers. So it's their defense is saying, oh, this is just a fucking, what do they call that? False flag. Another suspect, a 17-year-old, was taken custody August 6th, the day before the cancellations of the shows were announced. Third suspect, August 8th. The Vienna plot drew comparisons to a 2017 attack by a suicide bomber at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England, that killed 22 people. I forgot all about that. The bomb detonated at the end of that show as thousands of young fans were leaving, becoming the deadliest extremist attack in the UK in recent years. CIA Director Cohen praised the CIA's work in preventing the planned violence, saying that other counterterrorism successes and foiling plots typically go unheralded. I'm glad that they don't explain how they figure this shit out. I don't want the bad guys to know what they're doing. They probably already do. But I want all of these intelligence agencies, basically, they can tap into anything to get intelligence. I don't care about that. All in the scope of, keeping the bad guys at bay. If they said to me, if there was an announcement on the news that said, at a moment's notice, we will be in charge of all cell phones. We can determine who, it's kind of like pre-crime from, what's that fucking movie with Tom Cruise? The Bourne Catastrophe. No. Fatal Attraction. Tom Cruise, not Bourne, that's Matt Damon. Minority Report. Great movie. Oh my God, is that a great movie? Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. All right. Yeah, Jeremy says, it's a false flag. Mr. Lawyer, there were explosives in his home. Nuh-uh. That detonator, gunpowder, and fuse could be used for anything. You don't know. Megan says, it's like looking at the OI candidate Facebook pages. It's funny you mention that because Rachel Atwood has been in the news after her failed attempt to get on the Ottawa County Commission. She's one of the people I did this to. If you go to Rachel Atwood's profile pics and go back to, you can tell the date of when she started to really become more aggressive based on the date of the posting of the Facebook profile pic. And now they're all fucked up. Everything is got some political statement, you know? Frankly, it's better that there is less of her face, though, because women that look like Steven Tyler aren't good. There's been times when I called her the hot mom. Now that's just sarcasm. She's anything but. Women should not look like old Steven Tyler. Jesus. Okay. For example, there's a story going on right now where 911 dispatchers will have access to software where, let's say there's a 911 call and someone calls up and says, yes, a guy in a red pickup just stole a child off the side of the street. Come help. The vehicle was headed northbound. There is new software available, and they're testing it in a county of Michigan called Livingston County. It's near Ann Arbor, Howell. Well, this company called Eagle Eye Networks has been given the go-ahead, and they have software installed where the 911 operator... Okay, where are you? I'm right by the Burger King in town. And she hits a button, and all the cameras in the area, she can watch them. Immediately, she can follow the path of the bad guy. Okay, dispatch here, and I have a red pickup license plate number. It is right now. Okay, it's approaching the intersection of blank and blank. please pull over and let's rescue the child and shoot the bad guy. Now, that sounds fantastic, doesn't it? What could possibly go wrong? Nothing could go wrong. Absolutely nothing could go wrong. I'll just tell you that right now. However,
in the interest of privacy, I don't want people looking at me. Yeah, but I don't want Big Brother. They're already looking at you, asshole. God.
Let's see. Technology is being tested. People are concerned. What about privacy? What about compliance? We don't want law enforcement accessing cameras. This bigwig with the city says, I want it to be abundantly clear that Eagle Eye 911 camera sharing is not giving carte blanche access to view video for law enforcement. Well, who cares if they are? Look, if you aren't breaking the law, you have nothing to worry about, right? I've thought about this because if you wanted to commit a crime, like let's say you're some estranged husband and you're getting a divorce and you're some wacko and you want to do harm to the wife, it's nearly impossible to pull anything off. You're going to be seen everywhere. The only thing you can hope for, all right, is if, like, she's walking down the road in the middle of nowhere and you go driving by and then you, like, open the car door up as you're passing. That's the only way you're going to be able to pull this off because if there's no cameras. My God. Even if there are no cameras when you do something terrible, they can plot out where you were at a certain point from where, like, if they were to go and examine, okay, this body has been here for precisely 15 minutes. They can just look at cameras from 15 minutes after or an hour or two and kind of hone in as to who suspects could possibly be. We need more cameras, in my opinion. Dwyer Christian says drive-by rando shootings are the perfect crime. I don't know that they are. Because they can be seen on camera. The vehicle can. Jeremy says there is no expectation of privacy in public. Sorry, hot mom. Kenny's been in a meeting. Glad you're here now. I need to go to the potty yet again. Yeah, I've been trying to up my... water intake. So, sorry. As I walked out to use the restroom, boy, bullet dodged. The doorbell rang. I literally walked out that door, out the closet, into my bedroom, and the doorbell rang. And I go, okay. And I said, I realized that this is perfect timing because if I wasn't there, I mean, it's perfect timing for me. You might have been like, no, I wish that because the NFK would have had to answer the door, my brother-in-law. And we all know that he's just, his elevator does not go all the way to the top. That would have been fucking unbelievable because he would have tromped up here and busted in and you would have laughed because he would have scared the shit out of me. But it was another roofer, number three of three roofers, to bang on my door to give me an estimate. I did break the news yesterday to the roof doctor. And I said, okay, look, because he says, EZ, are you ready to go? And I go, no, I'm not. He goes, do you have your funding? I go, I do have my funding, but I've decided I'm getting... some more estimates. So I had to break the news to him and he goes, no problem, no problem. And I'm like, so happy. I don't know what I was concerned about, but I was actually concerned that he was going to get like pissed off at me because I was getting like another estimate. By the way, estimate two came in right around the same as estimate number one. I think what may, I'm not sure what is going to, okay, I'm guessing that all three are fine roofers. So I'm guessing all three estimates are going to come in at about the same price. So how the hell am I going to do this? I think ultimately, this is going to sound weird, I'm going to go with the roofer that will agree to advertise on my show. Kenny says whoever has Mexicans. So does Bob. I'm going to go to each one of those guys and say, all right, you know what is going to win the business is A, Mexicans, and B, would you be willing to advertise yourselves on my show? Dwyer Christians says Florida has Cubans. Cubans are good too. I love Cubans. As long as you're an illegal alien, I want, you know, there's a big conversation going on right now. People who even are Democrats are saying, I love Mexicans if they're legal. And I'm like, no, I want the illegal immigrants. Huh? How can you want them because they're illegal? I go, that's a fucking name that was somebody made that up. Okay. We used to welcome these people with open arms. Okay. It used to be easy to come into the United States. My dad, the way he came into the U.S., would be described today as illegal. You know what he did? He came in. He came into the U.S. via boat. They didn't know he was coming. He said, "Here, I want to come to the U.S." Well, did you pay? Yeah, I paid. All right, come on in. And that was it. They helped. They took him by ferry from Ellis Island to Manhattan. Put him up in like in a hotel for a few days, and then that was it. Off you go. You got to go make your way. I want the illegals. We need more illegals. Day one in the U.S. of my presidency, the word illegal is now abolished. Okay? If you set foot in the U.S., you are a citizen. That's the end of it. I would find a way to take these people and their unbelievable abilities and make them to be the gold standard of workforce. Okay, day one, eliminate the word illegal. Allow all the people that were known as illegals in. No deportation. And you have to learn Spanish in school. You'll need that. And anybody who drops that crazy-ass Zionistic bullshit, all this made-up fantasy by Trump that this is a real problem in the U.S., you get shot on sight for anybody that throws that out there. Right in the fucking face. If anybody's, fortify the border. Fuck you. You shoot them right in the fucking face, and you dump their body in Mexico. Here you go. In fact, we should build auto factories or steel factories right by where the wall is, that border wall, and fucking rip it down and just make it into steel that we use to make cars and buildings and shit like that. Dwyer says, use the cattle air gun, saves bullets. Absolutely. Fucking Anton Chigurh. No Country for Old Men. Joe Martinez, the local leader of the Mexicans, is here. He says these commercials are a joke. Yeah, you got to fucking link up your Amazon account to it. You have Amazon, don't you? I know that your lovely wife is sitting at home counting your fucking money and buying shit off Amazon. Okay, link your Amazon. Have your daughter or your son-in-law do this for you, you old fuck. Have them link up your Amazon Prime account to this on Twitch, and then you don't get commercials, fucking idiot. So I'm probably going to get in trouble here. I'm rolling the dice with this story, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. I'm the officiant in my brother-in-law's daughter's wedding. So that would be my niece-in-law. Or no, it'd be my niece. Joe Martinez says, these commercials should be removed, period. Though I get paid for that shit, fuckface. When you see those ads, okay, you have the option of linking up your Amazon Prime account. If you link it up, I get money. If you choose not to link it up, the ads play, and I get money. Or you can pay for it, and I get money. Either way, I'm getting mine. Whether you do it through your Amazon Prime, throwing however much it is a month for the subscription, or watch the ads. Dickhead. You should know this. Joe Martinez says, you link it to Amazon and then Big Brother watches what you watch. No, Amazon owns Twitch, dick. You can either link up. You can pay $5.99 a month, which I get some of that. Or you watch the ads. You have three wonderful choices. You can't say no. You have three choices. You pick one. Either that or don't bitch. I love all Mexicans except Joe Martinez right now. Mexicans don't bitch. Okay? You're making Mexicans look bad by complaining. I think you've become more of a white guy than I am, frankly. You are complaining like a typical honky. Now, be true to your heritage and shut up. So I'm marrying my niece. I get a phone call the other day from my niece's dad, my brother-in-law, Charity Scam Mike. Hey, so what we got to do about a license? I mean, do you do that? Do you like bring the licenses with you? Now, he's been married. I mean, he is married. He knows how this works. I guess he's forgotten. And I go, no. I'm largely ceremonial. I do have to be certified, which I am. I'll bring that. I provide that to various county agencies if necessary. But for the most part, I am the eye candy and the flowery words and the witness to the when we sign the license that makes you two official. Legally. I don't bring that with me. Oh. So what do? You have to go get that license. And then on the day of the wedding, after the ceremony, we will all sit down and we will sign the license. Oh, okay. A little concerning. But I'm thinking to myself, he's an old guy like me. And he is technologically not savvy. I know this. Old school. Writes paper checks, shit like that. Hold on a second. No matter what happens, comma, give Doug a heads up an hour or two before. All right. So then, yesterday, I'm thinking, by the way, okay, your daughter, at least, she's going to figure it out because she's young. She knows what's up. You ever do that? You know, like if you can't figure something out, like Joe Martinez, he's clueless about it. About let's say he wants to link up his Amazon Prime. He's like, I don't know. What do you mean, app? Oh no. You buy a chihuahua. Tu madre es una puta. Becha la chingala, cabrón. He has to give the phone to someone young who's not retarded. And then they would do it for him, you know? I get this yesterday from my niece. Hi, do you know what city building we'd go to apply for the license? Is it the county we're getting married in or the county we live in? Now, if you don't know, you don't know. I could understand that. But right away, I'm like, why ask me? Why not just, you have this device. The internet is your friend. And I actually wrote, the internet is your friend, LOL. And then I wrote, what county do you live in? She writes, we live in St. Clair. I'm going to try to go to my city building and ask. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why would you physically move to another place to go ask someone a question? This would make sense if Billy Martin's Oakland A's were your favorite team in 1975. This is 2024. Now, I just assumed that... Okay, so I guess I couldn't, I mean, I would, if, off the top of my head, I would just say, fucking your county. You're going to reach out to your county. But she said, no, I'm just going to, and I wrote, no, don't do that. Read this. And I did a simple internet search, and it is St. Clair County Clerk, and there's all the information is right here about what you need. Very, very specific. And so I don't know if it was read. I'm sending a text to see if it was read, because if it wasn't, then this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. All right. Megan tries posting a website and it comes out as dot, dot, dot. And I don't think that, Twitch allows you to post like the websites, which I'm pretty sure. And the reason why you don't do that is allow it is because then spam will build up here. I learned that from Kenny. Kenny told us that. And then there was, I think Megan wrote, let me Google that for you, suggesting that that's what I should have said. DeWired says auto mod blocks it. Good. That led to a, there was a brawl not long ago on this very show where Corey had posted a link and it came out as asked three asterisks. And Kenny said, hey, it blocks it. And then that's where it should have ended. But then it turned into a war. And Kenny was furious at Corey. I stayed out of it. I am on a winning streak for not getting involved. Kenny wrote to me just now, it wasn't about the link, dummy. It was the fact that you have to tell that dumbass 10 times. Well, I don't know. Maybe he missed it. Yeah, I know it wasn't about the link, but the link had a lot to do with it. The link was the beginning of the undoing. Kenny got so frustrated And what the poor guy doesn't realize is as soon as somebody senses, smells blood in the water, it's going to make it worse. David Lee Roth once said, if you don't want them to get your goat, don't show them where it's hid. Okay? So if you go, hey, man, my goat's over here. They're going to, I'm going to get his goat. I might fuck you, that's my goat, goddammit. You can't let him show where the goat is. Okay? It leads to a brawl. Like me announcing here on this show today that said, all right, fucking nothing pisses me off worse when someone tells me to move on. That is me showing them where the goat is. You don't want to show them where the goat is because then they're going to get your goat every goddamn time. By the way, just realized there was my roof guy, Chris, is on the roof. I can hear him walking around up there. You can't. So I'm pretty sure he's hearing like a muffled version of this show as he's walking around the goddamn roof. The Wired Christian says, never let anyone outside of the family know what you're thinking. That's a quote from somebody. But I like, is that like from The Godfather? Linda asks, okay, it was from The Godfather. There, it had to have been because it says family. I just assumed. I've never seen The Godfather films. I don't watch shit mob movies. I watch good mob movies. Chris is on the roof, but it's not the one that Linda mentioned. There's another Chris. The other Chris is the one who runs the show. This is Chris, Worker Bee Chris. This is not the one that, you know, put his mouth on your no-no. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the asshole of the day in mere moments. This might make Joe Martinez upset, but I've got some ads. But you see, that's hypocritical because one of them is his ad. Now, thank God the rest of you don't avoid my ads. Because this is how my bread is buttered. Whether it be Twitch ads, whether it be those ads at the beginning of the audio podcast, whether it be me trying to get you to subscribe to Mint Mobile, or talking about my local sponsors. All ways to make money. Cash money. So as a sponsor of this show, Joe Martinez, you cannot attack the marketing that's involved here. It's a trade-off. I'm going to try to be interesting. I'm going to try to be funny. I'm going to try to be compelling. I'm going to try to get your attention for a period of time every fucking day. And if I can get that, the trade-off is you're still here. Let me tell you about these great advertising partners. That's how it works. You cannot bitch about the marketing. The only way the marketing goes away, and I would never want it to go away because I love my sponsors, is if everybody agreed to pay me $1,000 a month on Patreon. And we all know that's not happening. It's not worth that. $5 or $10, sure, I'll ask that. $5 or $10. I'm not going to ask you for anything more than that. Joe Martinez is a legendary marketing partner, Mexican. 616-516-8579. 616-516-8579. Reach out to Joe and say, Joe, I want you to tune up my furnace and give me a diagnostics test for free. If you have not done this in the last 2 years, you get it for free. That's an awesome deal. If you have done this in the past 2 years, you can still have Joe do the tune-up for $79 and the tune-up with diagnostics at $145. I pay for it every year, and I love it. I'm glad he does. He keeps my furnace running in tip-top condition. When I moved into this household, it's the original furnace, and we just replaced it last year because of Joe. He said, yep, it's had its day. It's time to replace it. He does it. Joe's in charge of all that shit downstairs. 616-516-8579. Let him be in charge of all your shit downstairs. Furnace, AC, water heater. A&E, heating and cooling. If you want it done right, have a Mexican do it, goddammit, and preferably an illegal Mexican. I hate all that bullshit saying that of the 2.5 million illegal immigrants, I hate using that word, that are in this country, everybody's like, oh, they're going to murder us all. Shut the fuck up. They're going to work, and they're going to steal your wife, hopefully, asshole. Dwyer Christian says, don't forget about My Policy Shop Insurance. Well, of course. That's Frank Fuss, my fucking man. Reach out to Frank by going to buyinsurancehere.com and inquire about a life insurance policy. Frank doesn't charge you anything, of course. He's a licensed insurance agent / broker, but he wants to make sure that you got a life insurance policy. Thank God for Frank. My 20-year policy expired earlier this year. And he got me into a nice 30-year policy, which covers EZ till he's 84 years old, and then the policy ends. Then I'm just ready to die at that point. But if I croak before then, Pooh Bear's sitting on 250 large. Inquire about a life insurance policy, especially you young fuckers with your kids and your wife and all that. Don't rely on some dickhead GoFundMe. Get the peace of mind of having your own GoFundMe that you pay for with a life insurance policy. Go to buyinsurancehere.com and inquire. Basically, it's an information sheet. Fill it out. Leave my name or don't. Buy now, refinance later, get a home from Mario anywhere in the U.S. 231-332-6505. Rates will start dropping next month. But get it now. Get in the house now. And then in a couple years, it's going to be down 3% on a 15-year fixed. You end up paying actually less on a 15-year fix than you did on your 30, which comes in at 6.5. And you get your home paid off in 15 years, for fuck's sake. 231-332-6505. Just before COVID, I refinanced with Mario. And he got me in on a 15-year 2.65. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. And I'm down to 11. 11 more. I've been paying more off than the minimum. 11 more years, and it's all mine. So excited. 231-332-6505. Quit being a loser and paying rent. Get into a house, dick. Finally today, Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. Megan is announcing that the Honda Accord has been taken by Weller. That's the local salvage yard. Congrats. Thank you so much, Megan. Berlin Raceway. You go to berlinraceway.com. There's only a few more weeks of racing left. Oh. Tickets are $15. You can also get in for free if you're under 15. And the parking is free. Bring in your cooler loaded with all your snacks and your soft drinks. No booze, no glass at Berlin Raceway. Online at berlinraceway.com. On the Patreon, I cannot wait to tell you about my brother-in-law is losing his shit around here because of some, I'm telling you, the anxiety is it's just through the roof with this guy. Diana says to me, she goes, I think we need to get him on some anxiety medicine. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if that's going to work. And I'll talk about it more on the Patreon. But I'm like, I'm of the opinion, like, well, let's just work really hard not to make him anxious. That is possible, you know. Just take it easy. Asshole of the day. I don't know. I did a lot of bullshitting today. I don't even know what the fuck I talked about, frankly. Let's just make it free beer because he's got stupid hair and he's a fucking asshole. That is your asshole of the day. Megan says, I am, for being mean to that lady. Hang on. All right, fine. Free beer plus EZ. Assholes of the day. And then Bob even says, I'm the asshole of the day because I was backing down on Facebook. He thinks I should have done it worse. I don't know. I got a bad feeling that I think I did something wrong there. I think it was just too much. That's it. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you, and I'll talk to you on Patreon. Sign up. Patreon.com/Eric Zane DeWire. Sign up to that fucking Patreon. Free for 7 days, you dumb pussy.